Well, good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, inviting you to church, to be in the house of God today, and just take a trip in the Bible this morning, look in the scriptures that God's got for us for this day. And, of course, it's a wonderful day, the Lord's made, and we need to be glad and rejoice in it. This year is almost gone. 2020 is almost in the history books, and we're facing another year and facing a new fight with the devil. Amen. So I trust you're in church and right with God and saved by God's grace, living for Him, and faithful somewhere to the house of God. If you're not, you ought to be. And we're here to try to help you with the Word of God today. Hope it'll be a blessing to you. We won't send it out to the shut-ins, those that's not able to get out and be in the house of God. Trust it'll be a real blessing out of your heart today. And Brother Cecil Parrish, always listen, appreciate him. Send out to him today, his wife, and trust it'll be a blessing to them also, and others that are sick and not able to be in the house of God. And I want to send it especially to you that could be, but you're not. Look at the door every day, every time a service takes place and you're not there. And I trust that you'll get your heart right with Him and find your place in the house of God. Somebody said, "Preacher, don't have to go to church to live right." Well, I disagree with that. I believe, brother, if you live right, you want to go to church. And I never seen a person get saved yet. I've been preaching for over 50 years. And I've never seen a person get saved that didn't want to go to church. They want to go, if they've never been, they've never been just a few times in their life. When they get saved, you can't keep them out. They want there every time the door is open, and we'll know what time the next service starts. And I found that to be so year after year. And without fail, folks that get saved love the church, want to go to church. That's where the Lord instituted something to help His people with and to reach the sinner. And it's a wonderful thing. He knew what He was doing when He established the church and empowered it and embellished it with talent, with the calling of people, men of God, to pastor, and then put in charge those that would help Him along the way. I tell you, God knew exactly what He was doing, and you ought to be there, be in the house of God. And some people say, "Well, I can't find a church good enough for me." Well, if you find one, don't join it, because you'll mess it up. Amen. You'll not find a perfect church in this world. His church body is perfect. I mean that in that you can't see the body of the church. But I tell you, what you see here is made up of people, and we're still living in fleshly bodies. And as long as we're living in these bodies, we're going to have faults and failures. But one distinct difference between folks that are lost and folks that are saved is when a person that's saved makes a mistake, does something wrong, they'll get it right with God and get it right with their fellow man. And you can tell them by that. They love their fellowship with God, and that sonship's never broken, but fellowship is broken by sin and disobedience. And so you can tell folks saved. They may stumble every once in a while, but they'll get it right and get back right with the Lord and keep walking for Him and keep in the right direction. And that's a sure sign. Folks that love the people of God, they love the house of God. Amen. They love the brethren. They want to be around saved folk. Amen. Some of you don't like to be around saved folk because their lifestyle reproves you of your sinfulness. And you ought to get in the house of God and get under the preaching of the Word of God and hear the Scriptures. And He'll use that to mature you, and you'll get to where you won't be such a flat risk. Amen. You'll not run every time something blows by. You get settled in the Word of God, founded in the Scriptures, and I tell you, you won't be flying off and running everywhere that you can, trying to find something better. Amen. And find your place where the Word of God's preached, King James Bible preaching, and where the Spirit of God's working, and God's people are faithful. You find you a place, and you get there, and God will bless you. Amen. Well, I wasn't going to preach on that today. Wouldn't be a bad subject anyway, but it's just good to be here And you pray for these folks that are sick. There's a lot of folks out there that are sick, not able to go to the house of God. And you pray for them. You ask and see if you can do something for them. You carry them something by. You have to. And just help them out some way, somehow. And then, of course, you invite sinners to come to the house of God also. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer and pray for these needs this morning. We got some in the hospital, and trust you'll remember them when you pray for them. And when you pray that God would touch them and help them and strengthen them, raise them up as God is able to do. Thank you for that. Now, Lord, have your way this morning, Father. We ask you to bless the services throughout the day. We ask you, God, to bless this broadcast as we've gathered here before the microphone, Lord, to preach a word of God and to expound the scriptures and try to find some help from the Bible for these folks that are listening. And for our hearts also, God, we're always open to help. And I pray you just bless every need in Radio Land today. God, touch every heart, Lord, that needs help this morning. There's those that are lost especially, I pray. Oh, Holy Ghost of God, would you trouble their soul this morning? Point them to Jesus. Lord, help them to come before it's too late. Lord, have your will and way. And all the service today, we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it'll be a real blessing to you today as we have some songs from the choir and from specials. And so hope it'll be a real blessing. You listen as they sing. Amen. Well, we're leaving out one day, and you better be ready because he's coming. And when he comes, you're going to get all that belongs to him. Not going to leave one behind. And not going to carry anybody that don't belong to him. He'll tell you if you're saved, you're going to heaven. And the rapture, if it takes place, you're going one way or the other, by the grave or by changing translation. And it's just good to be saved this morning. Amen. Hebrews chapter 2 today. Hebrews chapter 2. The Bible said, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, and bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren, in the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. You see what I'm talking about a while ago? In the midst of the church I will sing praise unto thee. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I am the children which God hath given me. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Amen. Well, that's reading 9 through verse 18 of Hebrews chapter 2 this morning. And I want to just look at it for just a few minutes on take a look at the Lord Jesus. Take a look at Jesus. The Bible said there in the 9th verse, the writer of the book of Hebrews said, but we see Jesus. Sounds to me like that he had a relationship with the Lord and also had communication with the Holy Ghost and penning down the Word of God. So we see Jesus. And so take a good look at the Lord Jesus Christ. I tell you, it's a blessing just to know that we belong to him. And first of all, you see the purity of the Savior. Jesus is pure. I mean, there was no sin at all in the Lord Jesus Christ. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. That comes from direct statement of a man that walked with him and preached with him and lived with him for 3.5 years as one of his disciples. And he found no fault in him. He found no guile in his mouth. He had the purity. He was a perfect Son of God. The sacrificial Lamb of God had to be perfect, or he couldn't be a Lamb of sacrifice. But Jesus was the sacrificial Lamb that God provided for the sins of the people. And so the purity of him, you'll find that his purity, he was pure and undefiled, separate from sinners. There was no sin at all about the Lord Jesus Christ. And you've got to believe that before that you could accept him as Savior, because he couldn't save us if he had anything wrong in his life. He did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. And so thereby, he could go to the cross, make a sacrifice for the sin of the world, and redeem us when we put our faith and trust in him. He's only the one that's got the power to do it and the purity to do it. Amen. He's a pure Savior. You'll not find anybody like the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, he's also, there's power in the Lord Jesus. Not only is he pure, but he's powerful. The Bible said in verses 9, look what he said there in verse 9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. I mean, they're crowned with glory and honor. That he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. And so there's the power of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Crowned with glory and honor. That he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. He was a powerful Savior. He could do things no one else could do. He could perform the miracles that he did. He could raise the dead from the dead. He could raise them and give them back life. He did that many times in his ministry here on the face of the earth. I mean, he was a perfect Savior, had the power to do it. He even made the statement about his own crucifixion. And he told that crowd, he said, listen, you destroy this temple in 3 days, I'll raise it again. He wasn't talking about the Jewish temple with a foundation of stones. He's talking about his own body. And they destroyed his body. They put it in the ground. But in 3 days, he arose again. And that's what he was talking about. He had the power to lay his life down. And he had power to take it again. No man could take his life from him, but he had the power to lay it down. He laid his life down for you and for me, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And then he took his life again and came out of the grave victorious over death and hell. He's a victorious Savior, had the power to get up out of the grave. Amen. I tell you, he only had power to bring others out, but he had power to get out himself. And so Jesus is the one. We see him in his power, crowned with glory and honor. He wears a crown of glory. Amen. Nobody wears a crown like Jesus does. Crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, don't ever forget that grace. God's grace is what gave you opportunity to get saved by his grace. Amen. That he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man, every man. You say you may think you've been left out. You think your sins are too hard, too heavy, and too sinful. You may think that you're not good enough to get saved. You'll never get good enough to be saved, but he came to save sinners. Amen. He didn't come to call the righteous, but he come to call the sinners to repentance. Amen. And so you got to get saved. And the Bible said, for by one man sin entered into the world, and so death by sin. So then death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But Jesus came to pay the sin debt and went to Calvary so we wouldn't have to go out of Calvary to pay the sin debt. And so he took his death upon us. And so there's power in the Lord Jesus. There's power in his name. The Bible said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none of the name under heaven given among men whereby that we must be saved. Amen. Must be saved. Not ought to be saved, but must be. You'll never go to heaven without being born again. You'll never get into heaven without being saved by the grace of God. Amen. You'll never be good enough. You'll never have enough money to get in. It don't take money to get there. It just takes a repentant heart and believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. And thou shalt be saved in thy house. And so listen, my friend, there's power in him this morning. There's power to save sinners. Amen. There's power to keep sinners saved. Jesus said, I've kept in my name all those that you've given me. And I've lost to one. Hadn't lost to one. Jesus hadn't lost to a saint since he got saved. And since his body's been being made up of the church of the living God, he hadn't lost to one. Even every person that's got saved, been a part of his family, still a part of it. Amen. There's no way you can get lost again. If you really got born again, you can't get lost if you wanted to. Amen. And listen, there's power in Jesus. And then there's a purpose. There's a purpose in verse 10. The Bible said, verse 10, for it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Listen, brother, listen, he had a purpose when he came here, bring many sons unto glory. The purpose of the trip of the Son of God from the glory world to this sinful world that he came to live in for 3.5 years, for these 33 and a half years. The purpose of it was to redeem men from their sins. His face was set as a flint to Calvary. He knew when he was born he was going to Calvary. He knew before he was born that he's going to Calvary's cross and pay the sin debt for a sinful world. And my friend, he loved you. He loved you before you ever loved yourself. Amen. And so Jesus knew all about that. The purpose of Jesus was to redeem men from their sins and bring in many sons unto glory. There's the purpose of the Son of God. He didn't come, my friend, for any other purpose than to bring many sons unto glory. He came to redeem those that fell from the state that God made them in, and they fell. Adam sinned, Eve sinned, and they sinned, and so thereby death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. God made a statement to Adam and said, the day you eat thereof, you're going to die. And Brother Adam started dying from the day he ate that physically, but he died spiritually the very instant he partook of that fruit. He died spiritually, and you must be born again, born of the Spirit. It's a spiritual birth. Amen. You've got to get in the family of God. So there was purpose, not been in Jesus coming. There was a product. The product of his coming the first time. What kind of product was it? Well, the Bible said, listen, in verse 11, he said these words, for both he that sanctified and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. The product of the Lord Jesus' salvation was brethren, and bringing many sons into glory, and call us brethren. He come to make children of God of lost sinners. Amen. There was the product of his coming. Every time you see a sinner get saved, that's another product of his coming. Amen. But as sinners getting saved is the fruit of the church, is the fruit of a Christian life, pointing others to Calvary. Amen. Thank God for that. And then there's a proclamation of Jesus. The Bible said, verse 12, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren, and in the midst of the church, I will sing praise unto thee. I will sing praise. The proclamation of the church is that Jesus saves. Every time an old hymn is sang, our brother sung about the Lord Jesus, singing about the blood. Amazing grace, oh sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. There's a proclamation going out that God is saving sinners. Every time a man of God stands and takes the word of God, preaches the scriptures, and preaches the gospel, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God, and a sinner gets saved, that's a product of the Lord Jesus. He came to seek and to save that which was lost, and he loves sinners. He wants them to get saved by the marvelous grace of an almighty God. And so we see Jesus today. Thank God, what a Savior. What a Savior this morning. What a Lamb of God that came to seek and to save us and make us one of his and carry us home to be with him when he comes back to get us. It's good to be saved this morning. Meet us in the house of God today. May God bless you is our prayer. Until next time, amen.